Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie's here to tell us what we can watch. And finally, the film that I missed at the cinema, and I've still been a bit gutted about it, to be honest with you, is finally out on the small screen. Top Gun Maverick comes to Sky Show. Finally, I can see it now. Susie, tell me a little bit about this movie, please.
Absolutely, Kat. You are going to have to get ready for this one. This one is one we did talk about when it did come out at the cinema. You said you were going to go see it. You didn't. Now there's no excuse. It is worth us mentioning it again because it was one of the biggest films of 2022. It made over $350 million in box office takings. I had no idea we were all going to the cinema so much, but obviously not you, Kat. This sequel sees Tom Cruise return to the big screen as Maverick. He's been 30 years in the business of piloting for the Navy as one of their most elite aviators. After taking on a class of newcomers, he notices that one of the students is the son to his late friend, Goose, making Maverick question his future with the elite team as well as confront his deepest fears.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Everyone here is the best there is. Who the hell are they going to get to teach us?
Let me be perfectly blunt. You are not my first choice. You are here at the request of Admiral Kazansky, a.k.a. Iceman. He seems to think that you have something left to offer the Navy. What that is, I can't imagine.
What the hell?
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
The reason I really wanted to see it at the cinema was to watch it really up close so that I could just check. They say that Tom Cruise does all of his stunts, but does he really? I want to see if I could see that they swap in someone. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I know it's been well publicized for years that he really does do all of his own stunts.
He really does. This one is no exception. You can't find that stunt double in this, Kat. It's not there. Cruise likens doing his own stunts as the way a dancer might do his own dance moves in a movie. But obviously, unlike a dancer, many of Cruise's stunts are dangerous. He did a high-speed helicopter chase in Mission Impossible Fallout. There's this scene that's called the knife to the eye in MI2, which was real and performed by Cruise. He held his breath underwater for 6.5 minutes, which doesn't even sound real. I can't even quite believe that one. And the last one that is quite famous and people have made memes out of, he's hanging from the outside of a plane in another Mission Impossible movie. And that was performed by Cruise too. He is the highest paid actor in the world at this point. So of course he does his own stunts. And that fact is actually based on words per movie, not paid per movie. So there you go.
I do love how they've worked that out, the criteria of how he is the highest paid actor, based on words per movie.
Can you imagine being that person who had to count the words to work it out?
I will just throw in, though, that Kate Winslet did beat Tom Cruise's record for holding her breath. She held her breath for slightly longer for Avatar, the most recent one that just came out.
Just does not seem real to me.
I know, right? This film, though, has been so popular, and I am. There is a little bit of regret that I didn't actually catch this at the cinema.
Well, Kat, like I said, this film is huge, and this is one of the things about this film. Fans and critics loved it. It was literally considered Cruise at the top of his game. So there has been a little bit of Mission Impossible fatigue. There's made so many of those. But really, they're saying, you know, fans and critics are saying that this story stands alone. It's not a remake. It's not a poorly written sequel. It's well written. It's got an excellent cast. It's a well acted movie. And that is going to, you know, excite a new generation as well as older Top Gun fans. So you've got to see it, Kat. There's no excuse now.
There really is not. It is available on Sky Show this week, the end of this week. You can catch that one, and I will be catching that one. Thanks so much, Susie, for telling me all about it. Now, from Tom Cruise to Tom Hanks, we are going to the cinema. Tom Hanks is in a new movie. It's called A Man Called Otto.
Yeah, you can catch this one at the cinema this week. And it is one that is a new book to movie adaptation. It's called A Man Called Otto, but the book was called A Man Called Uwe. So Tom Hanks stars as the grumpy old man who decides he's had enough. He wants to end his life. He's interrupted by his sprightly neighbor, He's forced to reevaluate his thoughts and ideas on life and death. And every time he makes that decision to end his life, he is interrupted by Marisol, the neighbor. Oh, and also, Kat, there's a stray cat in that that plays a big part in this film. So, like I said, it is based on a book of a similar name. It was a Swedish novel called A Man Called Uwe, which was also made into a film 10 years ago.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
Got some new neighbors.
Hi.
Nedward husband.
I brought you some food.
Okay. Bye.
Are you always this unfriendly?
I am not unfriendly.
Okay, you're not. Every word you say is like a warm cuddle.
You think you have to do everything on your own? But guess what? No one can.
A heartwarming story, really, of letting people in, I think. The realizing that you can't necessarily do everything yourself. You cannot be a hermit, especially not if you live in an inner city in an apartment where a stray cat really wants to be fed. Tom Hanks, of course, doing another glorious job, as he does in any role that he plays. Today we've covered all the Toms with A Man Called Otto. Tom Hanks, you can catch that one at the cinema this week, and also, of course, Top Gun Maverick with Tom Cruise. That's on Sky Show this week. At last, I'll be catching it. Susie, thanks so much for talking us through what we can watch.
You're welcome, Kat. Enjoy the movies, especially Top Gun Maverick.
Big screen, little screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.